Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, you are no longer mute before my throne. You will no longer be deaf either, but able to hear my voice with signal clarity, even in the midst of the warfare you're dealing with. Open your mouth wide. No longer keep silent in the struggle you're dealing with. My spirit is coming upon you as the eternal word, and it seeks speech. It seeks your vocal capacity to articulate your deliverance by my hand. What am I getting at? If you say it, I'll do it. If you won't say it, I won't do it. For I am calling you to come alongside me, even as I have come alongside you. Did I not say in my word that I went with them, working with them, confirming the word that proceeded out of their mouths? Let your mouth pray, speak, declare, and decree, for I will not allow your faith-filled words to fall to the ground. As my word proceeds out of your lips, my word churns and rumbles in your breast and comes forth with boldness and articulate clarity, even concerning your future, even concerning that immediate trial before you. I will break forth on the right hand and on the left. I will break through and bring you through that which man has constructed and the impediments that come your way. The obstacles, I say to you, the obstacles are being removed. And you will hear my voice as that certain sound among the many voices in the world, even as I said in my word. I will come to you, even as I came to Adam and Eve in the garden. You will hear my sound whirling upon the breezes of your spirit. You will hear my sound as you step into your home, as you step into the street, as you drive to your place of employment. My sound will accompany you. It will ring with clarity and deliverance, and it will bring forth the liberty that you've been crying out for. I heard that cry, and I see that need bearing down on you and crushing your spirit. I heard that which proceeded out of your mouth. Now I have received and heard your sound. Now let my sound proceed out of your mouth, and it will bring forth the breaker anointing that will activate by the oil of my spirit the deliverance you've been crying out for. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PropheticNow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. the kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, propheticnow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.